Late 100.5 WRCH with psychologist Dr. Elaine Ducharme. Welcome. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I am just fine.
Free
I'm
therapy
cold.
Thursday. It is chilly out there.
Very, ooh, very chilly out there. But
so, yeah, I thought it was interesting. You said that there is a new guideline for treating boys and men from the American Psychological Association. How often do they change something up like that?
Not very often. This is the first time we're coming out with these particular guidelines. Mm. I mean, originally, really, all of the therapy was about men.
Tough love?
And yeah.
No more?
And, well, no, you know, things were based on men as, you know, as we looked at the research. And then we did come up with guidelines for women and girls. And now the reality is we've looked at, I mean, you know, yes, there's a difference between men and women. We know that. But one of the bigger issues is looking at the fact that not all boys and men are alike. So we have to think about, what are we doing? And there was some controversy initially. I know when my husband first heard about this, he said, well, wait a minute. Are they trying to make men into women? You know, we are different. We have more testosterone. You know, there really is a difference there. But one of the things that we're trying to look at is that men are a diverse population, so that we, you know, whether race, age, ethnicity, religious affiliation, and even their sexual identity. I mean, I think today it's more confusing to be a man because there are so many other kinds of things that we think about. It's not just one identity. So some of the factors that we have to look at is then, if we look at these factors, is what's the impact on how they live, how they identify themselves, their relationships. And what do you think, you know, the traditional male roles, what does it emphasize? What do male roles emphasize?
I don't know that there is a traditional one anymore. It's not, you're the breadwinner because
that's
people
how
are working.
I was brought up, you know, you're the one who's
not responsible necessarily the disciplinarian anymore. You know, that's shared with your partner too. So
right, but if we go back to the traditional roles, Mike, the idea of being competitive, being dominant, and being aggressive were the kinds of things that men were supposed to be. And if you weren't that,
winners or losers.
Okay. Right. There was something wrong with you. So, and one of the problems is that men that are raised with those values tend to engage in less healthy behaviors. Hmm. They don't want to admit vulnerability. And in spite of the fact that with those kinds of things come some positives, like for them, male privilege. Okay, Mary, you know, women are always thinking about how men have that privilege. But there are the negatives that go along with that power. And so what we see is that in spite of this, they are 3.5 times more likely to die of suicide than women.
Really? Wow.
They commit 90% of homicides.
Wow.
And 77% of homicide victims are men. And they certainly have a higher problem with drug use and abuse. So if
anger management people.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's kind of what the new guidelines are trying to look at. How can we understand that men are adaptable, the roles are changing, and that they do have emotions that can be that we need to work with to help them feel that they can be vulnerable without giving up the sense of you know, that they can have a sense of well-being but not give up their strength. Because I think that's an issue. For you guys, I mean, you've probably been more involved in raising your kids than, say, the generations before.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And so what we're trying to do is encourage men to be more involved with their kids in family life, but they also have to learn how to do that. We can say, hey, you really need to take a bigger role, but if they don't know how and they come at it with the idea of power and control and all of that, it's not going
to
work out.
It's like telling someone to go fix the car, but they've never had the training. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, exactly. So we're trying, you know, as psychologists, it's the guidelines are trying to remind us to encourage and support men, underprivileged populations, to make sure that they're getting education, because we know that if they get an education, they're going to be much more likely to be successful in life, and that we encourage very positive health-related behaviors. I mean, think about it. How often do men tend to go to the doctor for a regular checkup without their wives or
girlfriend? It's your wife that tells you to go, right?
Exactly. Mm. I mean, men are less likely to go to therapy or, you know, say, I'm going to get involved in meditation. We're seeing a lot more of it. But we're hoping, actually, you know, that as therapists become more aware of these things, that we can really help men understand that we want to support their well-being and help them learn how to use better anger management techniques and be able to engage in healthier behaviors without giving up their sense of their strength that comes from some of their biology.
Wow. So. Is this written out for you to
It is. You could
to
go
read,
to, yeah,
just...
you could go to the APA.org, the website of the American Psychological Association. There are a number of articles that are being written about it and discussions going on about it. But certainly, yes, they can go to APA.org and read about the specific guidelines.
Oh, excellent. Dr. Ducharme, thanks for joining us. And if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.